Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
First up this evening, a gentleman sworn in last week as the newest state senator in the Plymouth Norfolk District. We have Mr. Patrick O'Connor, also doubling as a Weymouth town councilor, president of the town council. Did I get that right, Patrick?
You got it right, Kevin. How you doing?
Pretty good, Senator. How is life up on the Hill?
It's good. It's really been a trial by fire. We got sworn in legally on Wednesday. Then the ceremony was on Thursday with the Governor Baker swearing us in, and that was an honor, obviously. And then budget amendments were due at 5 o'clock on Thursday, so we were able to file 59 of them in the short window that we had. So I feel like we're really getting to work real quickly up on Beacon Hill on behalf of the residents of the South Shore.
Of the 59, what are some? Are there a couple of key ones that you want to share some background on?
Yeah, I mean, we have tax credit and tax cut packages for the middle class, for senior citizens, for veterans, and for disabled veterans. We also have a commission. One of the issues that we talked about during the campaign, we have a commission to look in on increasing criminal penalties for heroin traffickers. We have a real host of issues, as well as tackling a lot of local problems. More money. We're hoping to get more money for seawalls. We're hoping to get more money for coastal resiliency issues. So there's a lot of stuff that we have in the works that we'll be starting to debate tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
I have to ask, one of the things that I saw as a headline was last week there was a vote in regards to the millionaire tax, and one of the lines was that you had voted differently than everybody else. That as folks thought you would probably you would go along party lines, but that you had voted differently. Is that true or false?
No, that's true. I did vote differently. The question before us, when we got in there on Wednesday, was the initiative petition process at the Constitutional Convention, and the folks that are in favor of the quote-unquote millionaire's tax, which would be a 4% surcharge on any dollar you make after $1 million in your income, in your actual paycheck. So the question before us was, did they get the required signatures? Is this question something that should be forwarded on to the Attorney General's office for a thorough review? And then after that, they'd have to get another, I believe it's 70,000 signatures, and then come to us again the following year in 2017 for a vote. So as far as I saw it and the way that I read the bill, I saw nothing that would put me in the position to restrict the initiative petition process, which I wholeheartedly respect and appreciate. I think it's one of the purest forms of democracy, is going out to your fellow voters, getting enough signatures to go through this very complicated and difficult process of the initiative petition process inside of the state legislature. So I saw nothing to vote against it, but that's not to say that I support or oppose the millionaire's tax. That simply was the question before us.
Okay. I just want to ask that because I know that was something that I saw and it poked out, and I thought it would be an interesting question to at least ask, and I think you gave a good meaty answer to the question. So bravo to you for letting the democratic process play out.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it as they had 150,000 signatures, thousands of which were from voters in the Plymouth and Norfolk district, and I think that we should let the voters' will continue along the process. However, I'm very curious and interested in seeing what comes up when this goes under a legal review, because there have been people who have brought very legitimate cases to us saying that this is something that wouldn't be legal. So as we continue along the process, I'm very curious to have a conversation about tax policy in the Commonwealth, and I think this really starts it, and I think it's a conversation that's well overdue.
What are you looking forward to as far as the budget process? Because you're going in as the process, I mean, this is the tail end before it goes to the governor. Well, actually, goes to the conference committee, and then it goes to the governor, depending on what gets worked out. Well, let me back up a little further here.
Sure.
Conference committee goes back to you guys to vote, then it goes to the governor. That'd be the correct process.
Yeah, and then you get the governor can have amendments and vetoes, and it comes back to us to deal with those vetoes and amendments. I mean, there's still definitely the sort of procedural stuff that's left, but I'm so happy that we were able to get in, get elected, and really at a point in time where we can make an actual impact, an actual difference on the district in this Commonwealth. I'm really excited about the whole budget process. I think that there is a lot of things that we can do. One of the bills in particular that I have is a bill to create a commission to end homelessness within our veteran community. I think that that's something that's well long overdue to have at least a conversation about. And it's been something that has been done in Connecticut and in Virginia, and it's something that I feel passionately about. And that's just one of the many issues that I look forward to getting involved in a very active conversation about with my colleagues, and saying this is where I think that we should go as a Commonwealth, as a society, is making sure we correct some of these problems that seem to continuously still be there, even though when you look at how generous and rich of a society we are, they shouldn't be.
I know that your community, Weymouth, your mayor has put forth a budget. I don't know where things stand on the education side of things. I know that there was a push in the House to bump up the per pupil amount spent this year from 20 to 55. Give me your thoughts on education and making sure that the school systems around the Commonwealth have the money they need in order to be able to educate their children.
In the Senate budget, starts at 55. I actually filed an amendment, wrote an amendment to up that number to $100 per student. And, hopefully we can get some active conversation and debate on that. But really, the Commonwealth's kind of strapped as far as it comes to resources. We really have to look and make the state government more transparent and efficient in order to provide more resources to cities and towns in the form of education and essential services like public safety and DPW. Because right now, we're just not getting it done. We're not making the commitment that we should be making to the cities and towns in the form of education. $55 a student doesn't cost, make up when you include utilities, when you include collective bargaining, when you include pensions and benefits and other liabilities. This is not enough money for the school districts to be increasing and advancing and progressing. Because at the end of the day, it's not trying to make ends meet. It's trying to invest in your education system, that it grows and becomes something that you're really, really proud of. And there are some great, great school districts throughout this Commonwealth, but I mean, we can really do a lot more.
Yeah, we're speaking with State Senator for the Plymouth Norfolk District, Patrick O'Connor, and he is also the president of the Weymouth Town Council. If I could ask you, Senator, to take off the senator hat and put on the town council hat, give me your thoughts. I know that there was news in regards to Spectra Energy, and there was a proposal on the table in regards to the mayor. Anything new in that area, in that vein?
No, I mean, the mayor basically said what, we had said all along, that Weymouth wasn't for sale. But this is something that, I wear both hats when it comes to this issue, because this is something that we need to fight tooth and nail from every single angle that we can. This proposal, it doesn't make any sense. It's a compressor station in a residential area on a landfill with gas that's been fracked just since 2004, where people don't really even know the health consequences in regards to it. And at the end of the day, a company wouldn't offer so much money if there wasn't something else there. And, the residents are in full opposition to this. I joined with them in it. I told them the other day this wasn't the first time that Weymouth or the South Shore has had a fight on their hands. As you know, Kevin, I'm sure throughout your years living down here. But it's also, it's time we roll up the sleeves and we get involved in a fight. And if they want one, we're tooth and nail. We're ready to go at them.
How fun is it for you? You're wearing two different hats. How has it been so far? Just a couple of days in, where you're a senator and you're also a representative of the great town of Weymouth.
Yeah, well, I mean, I left my house today, just to give you an example, at 7:30 to head into the state house. We had about a 6-hour-long meeting inside of the caucus going over budget amendments. I just beat the traffic to get back to Weymouth right now at 6:30, and I'll be going home to pick up some paperwork and going back to our annual town meeting, which is tonight at 7:30. So it's a lot of work, but it's something that I absolutely love. It's representing, the South Shore, representing Weymouth, the seven other communities, has been something that I really, really love doing. The people are great. The area is phenomenal. The issues I think that I have a, unique understanding of are things that I believe that I can make positive change, on. So I'm really excited about going to work for the people of this great district. So I love it.
I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm going to look forward to having you on a regular basis, depending on your schedule, depending on what hat you're wearing and what you got going on, so we can at least find out how things are going on. That's what we normally do here on Monday Night Talk. We have the local legislators from all the way up into the Braintree-Quincy area, all the way down to the Cape, and have them on and talk about what's going on a regular basis.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Have a great night.
Senator, have a good town meeting.
Thank you. All righty. Thanks.
Bye. You got it.